At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all, too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The Delphi murders trial will forever be remembered for its unsettling conclusion. But what if the jury's decision was based on an incomplete picture? On its face, Richard Allen's conviction seemed like justice served, a community finally getting answers. Yet, beneath the surface lies a murky web of missed opportunities and excluded evidence that could have dramatically altered the trial's trajectory. Start with Kegan Klein, a name that sends shivers down the spine of anyone following this case. Klein operated the Anthony Schott social media account, a fake profile designed to lure young girls. Just days before her death, Liberty German had communicated with this account. Authorities grilled Klein for hours, and his inconsistent statements raised more questions than answers. But the jury? They never heard about Klein, his sinister account, or his proximity to the girls in the days leading up to their murders. And then, there's Ronald Logan, the man whose property became a crime scene. The girls' bodies were discovered mere yards from his home, and Logan had the audacity to provide a false alibi for the day of the murders. The FBI's search warrant painted a damning picture. Logan's history of violence and proximity to the crime made him a prime suspect. But like Klein, Logan remained a ghost in the courtroom, his name never uttered to the jury. Perhaps the most jarring exclusion was the defense's Odinism theory. The crime scene, they argued, bore hallmarks of a ritualistic killing, sticks arranged in rune-like patterns, symbols tied to an ancient Norse religion. The defense pointed fingers at Brad Holder and Patrick Westfall, local men with ties to Odinism. It was a provocative theory, one that could have shifted the jury's focus to other potential suspects. But Judge Francis Gull barred any mention of it, ruling the evidence insufficient. One figure briefly mentioned in the defense's Odinism theory was Elvis Fields, a local individual with alleged ties to Norse pagan practices. According to court filings, Fields was linked to social media activity that mirrored elements found at the crime scene, raising suspicions about his possible involvement. However, Fields has consistently denied any connection to the murders, publicly stating that these accusations have caused significant personal and professional harm. Notably, Fields has not been charged or officially identified as a suspect by law enforcement, and the prosecution has dismissed the defense's Odinism theory as lacking credible evidence. So again, the jury heard none of it. And what about the timeline? In 2017, Allen's name appeared in a tip to law enforcement, but that tip was misfiled and forgotten for 5 years. It wasn't until 2022, during routine digitization, that a volunteer stumbled upon this critical piece of information. The delay gave Allen years to live freely while the families of Liberty and Abigail waited for justice. This oversight? Another detail the jury never knew. Finally, the prosecution's case hinged on a single piece of forensic evidence, an unspent .40-caliber bullet found at the crime scene, allegedly cycled through Allen's Sig Sauer handgun. The defense shredded the reliability of the ballistic analysis, calling it a magic bullet theory. More damningly, they revealed that other suspects' weapons were never tested. The jury, however, was left with the impression that this bullet was irrefutable. Now imagine being a juror. You're tasked with deciding the fate of a man based on limited information. You don't know about the predator who chatted with Liberty days before her death. You're unaware that the landowner had a history of violence and lied about his whereabouts. You're blind to the defense's theory of ritualistic killings, and you're oblivious to the bungled timeline that delayed justice for years. Would your verdict still feel just? The prosecution told a compelling story, one that convinced the jury beyond a reasonable doubt. But with so many missing pieces, doubt seems inevitable. And in a case where the stakes are life and death, doubt should never be swept under the rug. The Richard Allen trial is as much a story about what the jury didn't hear as it is about what they did. And that raises an uncomfortable question. Why? Why were critical elements, which could have provided broader context, left out of the courtroom? Let's start with Keegan Klein and his Anthony Schatz profile. If Liberty German interacted with him just before her death, why wasn't that fact center stage? Was it a strategic decision by the prosecution to avoid complicating their narrative? Or did the defense fail to push hard enough to include it? It's hard to ignore how pivotal Klein's involvement could have been. Was his exclusion a sign of protecting an ongoing investigation or a way to streamline the case against Allen? Then there's Ronald Logan, whose property literally became the girl's grave. His false alibi is significant. Yet despite the FBI identifying him as a person of interest early on, his shadow never loomed over the trial. What exactly prevented his history and potential involvement from being fully explored? Did law enforcement conclude too quickly that Logan wasn't viable, or were there concerns about the jury interpreting his presence as a distraction? And what about the defense's Odinism theory? The defense argued that the crime scene bore hallmarks of ritualistic killings, a compelling angle that could have cast serious doubt on Allen's guilt. Yet the judge ruled it inadmissible. Were the ties to Odinism too tenuous, or was the court wary of veering into sensational territory? How often do judges decide what's too out there for a jury, and where does that leave the pursuit of a comprehensive defense? Then there's the misfiled tip, an astonishing example of investigative error. A volunteer clerk uncovered it years later, leading to Allen's arrest. Why wasn't this critical oversight a larger part of the trial? Wouldn't exposing such a significant lapse have given the jury a clearer picture of the investigation's flaws? Why was this downplayed? Was it to avoid undermining confidence in law enforcement? Finally, the bullet evidence. It became the prosecution's linchpin, yet its reliability was far from airtight. Why were alternative ballistic tests on other potential suspects' weapons never conducted? Did the rush to close the case with Allen lead to a narrow focus that excluded other possibilities? Ultimately, the bigger question looms. If the goal is justice, how can we trust a process that seems to selectively curate what the jury is allowed to consider? The holes in the narrative aren't just inconvenient, they're pivotal. So, why were these elements sidelined? Were they too weak, too complex, or too disruptive to the story the prosecution wanted to tell? That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening, and be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.